That's for the wind-powered ventilation, because the homes are quite airtight to keep the heat in. So they need to have some sort of ventilation to keep the air quality good. And we don't want an electrically powered ventilation system. So these run purely on passive wind, and they point into the wind, suck in the fresh air, push out the stale air from the homes. And there's a heat exchanger in there as well, so that as the cold air comes in, it's passed over by the stale warm air and stops about 75% of heat loss.
Jenny Organ from the Bioregional Development Group. BedZ, completed in 2002, was designed as a sustainable live and work urban village incorporating the basic principles of bioregional, sourcing materials and labour from within a 50-kilometre radius to stimulate the local economy and minimise pollution from transportation, maximising existing urban and rural links, using sustainable resources like wood chips in the power generation plant from local authority tree maintenance programmes, and new timber sourced from local WWF Forest Stewardship Council approved woodland. Funded by the London-based Peabody Housing Trust, the BedZ Village was a joint project between Bioregional and a company headed by architect Bill Dunster.
We were very aware of the classic passive solar housing developments. We were very aware of the super low energy office movement, but there seemed to be absolutely no connection between the two. So we came up with the classic concept of the solar city, with housing able to take advantage of large amounts of passive solar gain and active solar electric generation, but with workspace always placed in the shade zone of the housing, because workspace has a cooling problem.
Apart from the roof shape, which is designed to allow a smooth flow of air around the colourful vents, the exterior of the buildings is a rather conventional mix of brick and glass and timber weatherboard. But that's only the skin.
They're actually constructed from locally made dense concrete block with extruded hollow core concrete planks spanning between load-bearing crosswalls. And this is done to meet the fire and the acoustic regulations, but it's also to make the buildings thermally massive. That's cool in the summer and able to store up to a week's worth of solar gain in the winter. We then wrap the whole of the building in 300 millimetres of rockwool insulation, which will last a very long time, with specially designed two-part stainless steel wall ties.
The buildings are a mix of homes and workshops, with nearly 300 people living and working in a community built on 1.7 hectares of reclaimed industrial land.
We're looking at the south side, which is basically three stories of largely glass, and they're basically passive solar conservatory, so they're trapping heat and light. They're double glazed, all the other windows are triple glazed, double glazed on the south side to let more heat through. Mm-hmm. And we've also got PV panels or solar panels mixed into the upper conservatory, and they're providing some of the electricity that we use here. Mm-hmm. And then on the north side of the buildings, we have largely workspaces. They work better in the north, so you don't get so much direct heat and light.
Jenny Organ. The lifestyle is based very much on being part of a mixed community. There is a community centre, and the residents from the surrounding local authority homes are also encouraged to use the centre and the facilities on a regular basis. There's also a social element to BedZ. Although one third of the housing is for sale, one third is reserved for so-called key workers who are subsidised by the housing association, and one third is for local authority tenants. There is a carpooling club, and although conventional vehicles aren't barred, there are also electric vehicle recharging posts in the car parks. There's a kindergarten on site and a communal vegetable garden. Washing and kitchen water in the village is treated and then used again to flush the toilets, and sewage is treated in the community's septic system. Internally, the buildings are very light and airy, with lots of natural timber, and the south-facing walls of the rooms are glass, with an enclosed glass terrace.
This is called the sun space, so up here we're sort of on an internal balcony, if you like. And we have a void space where you can look down onto the sun space on the ground floor. And we also have a bridge leading from this internal balcony. It takes you over to a garden that is actually on the neighbouring block. It's a roof garden, and basically what that allows us to do here is have an incredibly high density development, but you still have the outside space, which is obviously very important for healthy lifestyles.
If you had to move out, would you actively seek another environment like this?
Definitely. That's going to be the next problem. If we do decide to move, where do you go after BedZ? It's a very appealing place to live, and it's a difficult choice to go elsewhere.
Kendall lives and works at BedZ, although her partner works in the outside community. The amount of involvement in the community depends on the individual, but the energy cost savings can be substantial. And although there is an additional 8% infrastructure cost on a BEDZ type of development, the buildings have a resale value of up to 15% more than similar new build homes. For a development like BEDZ to be successful, it has to be part of an urban infrastructure. And although the Z stands for zero energy development, as architect Bill Dunster explained, the bottom line for a BEDZ type of community is the ability to balance energy use and to be carbon neutral.
It's all to do with working out the life cycle carbon. If you decide to use some concrete in your ceiling plank, which keeps the building cool in summer without using air conditioning, the embodied energy of the concrete slab is of a secondary importance to the energy saved in use. So you can take this argument through the entire project. It's a complex equation. It's not as simple as saying this material is carbon neutral, this material isn't. Over the life of the building, what's the whole story?
The story is looking quite good for developments similar to BEDZ. The UK government is providing support to enable elements to be used in its drive to increase the availability of affordable housing. And the London Mayor has said he'd like to see carbon neutral developments along the lines of BEDZ in each of the city's boroughs. There are also plans for similar developments around the world. Whether they all include bright yellow and red roof vents will be a matter of choice. John Fitzgerald, Deutsche Welle Radio, London.